1 year after the riots at the U.S. Capitol, the two parties are going in opposite directions on the issue of elections. Democrats are pushing for national voting rights legislation to ensure access to the polls, while pro-Trump Republicans are trying to influence local election officials, peddling claims, fact-free, of voter fraud. Joining us is Wesley Wilcox. He's a Republican. He oversees elections in Marion County, Florida, where residents claimed there were ghost voters in 2020. Wesley, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me today, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, in your county, activists have claimed that people cast ballots in 2020, but did not actually live at the addresses they listed. In other words, they're claiming fraud. Any evidence of this?
No, sir, there's not. I have heard the claims, but have yet to see any evidence of such claims. They talk about a ghost voter or something like that. And our response to that is, if you have information of a fraudulent act, bring it to your local election official and we will investigate. And if it turns out to be factual, we will prosecute.
Now, you and other election supervisors in Florida have gone public and said not only are these claims false, but that proponents need to tone it down. So in your view, what's going on here? Is there a narrative that certain people in your county are trying to create here?
You know, our concern, Scott, is the detriment to our democracy, you know, because I've had a multitude of voters literally call me and tell me the following, which is, because of the alleged fraud in 2020, they are going to self-remove themselves from the election process. That is harmful to our country, period.
Yeah. You know, we are 1 year on from what's called the big lie, and yet the narrative is still with us, right? The proponents of this, they have bullhorns, they have money, they have an echo chamber. Where do you think, as you're sitting in Florida, where does this go from here? The next time people doubt the electoral tally, is there a risk, say, of violence once again?
You know, unfortunately, you know, the precedent has been set. So it is very, very concerning to us. You know, we continue to you know, any opportunity we have to speak about the trustworthiness of our election system and the transparency of our election system. We invite people in. If you've got concerns, if you've got questions on how a process works, how we verify a vote-by-mail signature, how we do any of these other processes, we're a government in the sunshine. Come in and watch and come in and get the facts and how it actually works. I've been sent a multitude of videos where you're watching something and you're hearing this overdubbed narrative of what's supposedly going on, but my knowledge as an election professional, I'm looking at it and saying, that's not what's happening there. Here's what's happening. Part of our job is election and voter education, and we take that very seriously. We want to give you the facts as they actually are, and not give some sort of partisan narrative or, you know, some dreamed up narrative of what's going on.
Now, are these allegations making the job harder? You're in touch with a lot of election supervisors.
It is. In the year after a presidential election, it's a time for us to do preventive maintenance, you know, literally go out and clean voting booths. And, well, there has been no letdown in the political rhetoric, in the bombardment of public records requests. You know, I've got a conference call later this afternoon to discuss a multitude of public records requests that have been filed statewide to all supervisors in the last week. And so a lot of our time is being filled with, you know, doing public records requests on stuff that happened 18 months ago.
Can I ask about any potential impact of this whole conversation on you? You were first elected in 2012. and then reelected without opposition in 16 and 2020. Do you think, based on where you stand and what you've said publicly on elections, that you may have opposition the next time around?
You know, that's always a potential. You know, as an elected official, you know, the vast majority of my constituency has the trust in the Marion County Supervisor of Elections office. And so, you know, I'll stand on my record and continue to attempt to be the supervisor as long as the voters will have me do that.
Wesley Wilcox is the election supervisor in Marion County, Florida. He is a Republican. Thanks, sir, for the time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity, Scott.